Conflicts in the Darfur region of Sudan have displaced millions of people and killed at least 200,000. The conflict now threatens to spill over to other parts of the East African nation, with a new attack closer to Sudan's capital city of Khartoum. The attack came after a recent peace accord with rebel groups. Many international aid groups have left or stayed away from Darfur. Solomon Kabede of the International Medical Corps has been there for a year and a half. He spoke with NPR's Farah Chidea.
Solomon, welcome.
Thank you.
So, can you tell us what has been the toughest challenge for you as you've stayed there over the past 18 months?
Logistics and security are the two main challenges, I mean, that are facing us even up to now.
And when you say security, what do you mean?
Security is, you see, because of continued fighting between and among the rebel groups and the government militias. I think some of the areas where you are operating sometimes are impassable. Constantly, I mean, blocking our operations. So this is one big issue. Second is, I mean, in those places where the security is relatively calm, again, I mean, because of this lack of transport facilities and bad road conditions are also major problems. Apart from that, currently, International Medical Corps and other humanitarian agencies operating in Darfur are facing serious challenges because of funding limitations. The problems in Darfur are still growing. The demands, there are so many unmet demands, and the government of Sudan is not ready to take over. It doesn't have the capacity, to be honest, I mean, to take over all those responsibilities.
Do you think that people in the West or people with funds have gotten tired of hearing about Darfur, and
yeah,
that's why?
Sure, there is always, I mean, issue of this donor's fatigue, but it's not just about the donor's fatigue issue here. But I think because of maybe some competing, I mean, as circumstances in other parts of the continent, the amount of money available to address the gaps in for the humanitarian crisis in Darfur are getting smaller and smaller. And this is the biggest challenge now we, the humanitarian agencies operating in Darfur, facing.
Are you afraid that you or your staff will be hurt or killed by... there are several different rebel groups operating, some of which have signed a peace accord, some of which have not. Are you afraid for your very lives?
Always the threat is there because we being, I mean, foreigners, U.S.-based agencies, I think there is always a threat of, I mean, an attack coming from wherever. But for us, IMC as such has a very good and cordial relation with the beneficiaries, and we are provided much needed health service, and therefore I think we might be the last agencies to be under attack. Our security is more at danger because of this sudden withdrawal of assistances because of funding issues. I think this is our major concern. Because just overnight you tell to your beneficiaries that tomorrow you're going to stop this and that program because of lack of funding, and they see you providing your services in other areas. So people might not understand that you have a genuine reason for stopping the program, and this always is a real issue for us.
Your group, the IMC, or the International Medical Corps, operates by bringing in a lot of local people to work on your programs.
Sure.
Tell us about that and why you think that might strengthen your program.
Yeah, I think in these circumstances where we currently operate with diminishing funds, if you rely on international staff, which might be expensive, your program might not be sustainable. And so I think working with the national people keeps the program running under difficult funding situations even. And not only that, we are there just to fill gaps. And as soon as the situation in Darfur improves, we're going to hand over everything to the nationals. So we have to prepare the ground for that eventual handover.
Very, very briefly, what is the one thing you're most proud of?
We're very proud of being help to the needy people in Darfur, and our program, International Medical Corps programs there, is addressing a real gap, and we're proud of that.
That was NPR's Farah Chidea speaking with Solomon Kabede of the International Medical Corps. You can find out more about the IMC's work at npr.org.